Lesson 5E. Exercises 2 and 3. Nathan.
I'm opposed to violence of any kind. In fact, I disapprove of people breaking the law, whatever the provocation. We are responsible for our own actions, and I would discourage even the victim of a gross injustice from taking the law into their own hands. Violence never achieves anything. It just results in more violence, and it's a danger to democracy. I actually believe it's counterproductive, because people will lose sympathy for whatever the cause is. Peaceful demonstrations and protests are infinitely more preferable to any form of violent protest.
Becky.
I think in some circumstances it is unreasonable to expect people to restrict themselves to non-violent protest. If a tyrannical government shows a blatant disregard for human rights, for example, or people face persecution or the threat of imprisonment without trial, then, in my opinion, you can excuse them for resorting to violence. But only if they have no other means of protest available to them. Jews, for example, in the Nazi era, were, in my opinion, perfectly justified in defending themselves in whatever way they could against the people who were intent on annihilating them. But where there is no threat to life and liberty, for example, with protests against GM crops, then people should limit themselves to civil disobedience or direct action.